off the chain, unfettered, released from external control. Randy is going off the chain. It took a while, but God has revealed to me what freedom really means. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, John 8:32. I thought this meant freedom from sin, and it does. Then I thought it meant freedom from guilt, and it does. Then I thought it meant freedom from fear, and it does. What was I missing? The freedom that Christ brings to a person is freedom from everything. What about God? It can't make you free from God, can it? It makes you free in God. What does that mean? It means you are supernaturally connected with God. Actually, you're in Christ, who is in God. Such that your thoughts and words are consistent with His thoughts and words. Off the chain is having the mind of Christ. Christ Jesus was constrained only by the words and actions His Father willed for Him to speak and do. Jesus was not constrained by religion, by tradition, by convention, by sin, by sickness, by nature, or any other thing than the will of the Father. Even that was not a constraint, because that was the only thing He wanted to do. Yes, Jesus was off the chain. And so He corrected the Pharisees. He forgave sin. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He fed the multitudes. He walked on water. He calmed the seas. He rose from the dead. To be off the chain, you must recognize the chain. Jesus had so prepared Himself that He had the mind of Christ. Jesus is Christ, you say. Yes, because He gave Himself over to serve the Holy Spirit, which is Christ. In so doing, He became Christ. No, this is not just semantics. Jesus was fully man. He was the Son of Man, God in the flesh. But that physical body of God had to be filled with the Spirit of God in order to be God. And Jesus was filled, and He was and is Christ. So, since Christ means anointed one, the mind of Christ is the mind of the anointing, and the anointing is the Holy Spirit, who is God. Let's get back to the chains. Jesus was concerned only with how people saw God in Him. He was not concerned with the other norms of society. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Matthew 16:13-17. So we see that Jesus was excited by Peter's recognition of Him. There's no record that Jesus was ever proud of being a Jew, a Pharisee, a carpenter, a citizen, a son, a brother, or anything else. All of these positions carry chains, and He was off the chain. To clarify, if you were a Jew, you hung out with Jews and segregated yourself from Romans and Samaritans, etc. Otherwise, you caught grief from other Jews. This same argument can be made for being a Pharisee. If Jesus had identified as a carpenter, He would have segregated Himself socially from those above and below His station. If Jesus had identified as a citizen of Nazareth, He would have segregated Himself from people from the southern Judea. If Jesus had identified as a son or brother, He would have been constrained by thoughts like, what would my family think, or how will this affect my family? Thankfully, Jesus was off the chain. He said and did things that offended nearly everyone before his death. But he did the will of the Father. Being off the chain to accomplish your selfish desires is exactly what Satan did. He went off the chain and defied God. So, be clear on this point. The freedom of Christ is the freedom to be constrained by the will of God, which is expressed by His Word and the Holy Spirit. When you attain the mind of Christ, there will be no conflict with the Word and the Holy Spirit, as you find yourself in total agreement with them.